Brad, I know you've only played one game at Optus. Does it feel like home yet?
Yeah, no, it does. Obviously, you know, you get out there and you got all your fans there, and on Saturday, you know, we had 50,000 people there, so it does feel like home. And you know, it was an awesome stadium, just how loud it was there, and it was just echo, so it was awesome to play there on the weekend.
The atmosphere, how did it compare to something? You played grand finals, big finals, big other games. What's it like compared to other occasions and other venues?
Yeah, I feel like it felt weird, like, I don't know maybe how the stands built or whatnot, but it felt like the noise just stayed inside the stadium, and it was so loud. It was one of the loudest stadiums I've been a part of, so, yeah.
Do you think that will give you an advantage?
I'm not sure it will give you an advantage, but, you know, having your supporters backing you, you know, every week, you know, it does help you a bit when you kick goals and you hear those big cheers. But, you know, as long as we can, you know, get them out there every week and they're cheering us on, we'll, you know, play the best footy we can.
What a relief was it to win that first game, and now you're up and away?
Yeah, we can say we won one before West Coast, which is a good thing. But, yeah, no, to get that win on the board, you know, it was good. We were disappointed first round, and to bounce back and have a, you know, good win over Essendon, who are going to be a good side this year.
And your bro did well, didn't he? Good comeback game.
Yeah, first game back, and he, you know, just off the half-back, just racking up. But, no, he had a good game, and, yeah, it was good to have him back out there.
Is that his best position for the team now?
I'm not too sure. He's a bit of a swing man, Stephen. He goes a little bit inside on the wing, half-back, but, you know, he's a good ball user, so we like to get the ball in his hands.
Did you notice the difference having him in the team, just his ability to use that footy so well?
I don't know, sort of hard to... When you're out there, you don't really notice it as much, but obviously when you go back and look at it, you do notice Stephen is, you know, a good, you know, running play with the ball, and uses the ball quite well.
You came off for a while. Was there a problem with your knee at any stage?
Yeah, well, when I landed, I sort of just hurt my knee, and it was a bit sore on the day, and like you saw, I was down for a little bit, and when I ended up getting up and started running, it loosened up a bit, and I'm feeling fine now.
So there's no problems for this week?
No, I just got to get through training. Obviously, it was a little bit stiff, but it should be fine, get through training this week, and you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, I want to be a part of this Purple Haze Starlight game this week, and I'll do everything possible to play, so fingers crossed.
Kicking 100 points for the first time in a long time. Is that the Freo we can look forward to this year?
I didn't realise I kicked 100 points. But yeah, you know, it's good to, you know, hit the scoreboard, and you know, we want to get those high scores and keep the opposition to, you know, as low scores as possible. And yeah, to kick those goals was good.
Three out of your next four at home, that's got to be a big advantage.
Well, this week sort of it is at home, but it's not our home game. But you know, it's got to be. You know, it's good to play at home. You don't have to travel, and like we said before, we've got our crowd to back us up, and yeah, it is a little bit of an advantage playing at home, and you know, hopefully we can get those three games and get used to the new ground. So should we?
How do you find it's a wider ground? It seems like there's more space.
Yeah, so it's not as long. It's still quite a long ground, but yeah, you got a lot more space on the wings compared to Subi. Subi is quite narrow, which, you know, I like it a bit more, a bit wider. So yeah, it's good ground.
And it seems like a fast deck out there.
Yeah, I think the deck it's a bit pretty hard, so you move along it pretty quick. It's a bit like Eddie had. So yeah, you do move pretty fast along the ground.
You mentioned before it's your away game. Not having to go to Gold Coast, it's a long way. The ability to look after your body a bit more and recover, is that significant for you?
Yeah, well, we do travel, you know, like, you know, every second week to get a away game at home is, you know, pretty good, and it's a bonus. We get to stay home and you know, get the train. We don't have to travel 5 hours. So yeah, definitely there's a little bit of advantage to stay here and get to play them.
I do happen, Brad. It was hard to pick the Dockers' best player on Saturday. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah.
Fife, Mundy, everyone's
good. Yeah, Blakely. Yeah, even the young boys are terrific. The first year players, you know, Bailey Banfield, first year player, and then tags one of the best players in the comp. And, you know, Merritt didn't have much of an impact. So, you know, it's great to see the young boys step up as well.
Fife looks in amazing touch. Even physically, he looks better than he's ever looked.
Yeah.
Do you feel that as well?
Yeah, even in pre-season this year, you could see the way he was training, and even in the where it started was the All Australian when they versus Ireland, you could see he was on then, and yeah, just the way you can just kick to him in a one-on-one, he normally halves it or win. Majority of the time, he'll win it, and he's one of the best marks I've seen.
Hilly, there wasn't much mucking around by Ross at the selection table. Four changes. Was there a different vibe amongst the group that played Essendon as opposed to the one that played Port?
Like we said, we didn't have the best game round one, so, you know, there's always changes when you don't win and don't play some great footing, just to get some young boys in and youth and just excitement and energy. And I thought the leaders and the older players stepped up as well and played some better footy.
did the leadership group take upon themselves to, I mean, you're a part of that group, did you guys have a big impact in meetings last week where you discussed what you needed to do?
Yeah, we obviously looked back at the vision and what we did wrong, and we didn't play too great. This week, yeah, we did want the leaders to step up and lead, and then, like I said, the young boys stepped up too, made it a lot easier for us.
What's our secret? Were those meetings with the leadership group or just...
We did have a leadership meeting when we looked over the game, but that's only, we do that every week where we just review our game, and we didn't have just a specific one about we've got to be better this week, but we went through that as a team with Ross and looked at what we didn't do great, and we worked on those things.
How important is it for those young guys? You mentioned that how they came in, they give enthusiasm.
Yep.
Does that rub off on everybody else?
Oh yeah, definitely. When you see first year players and first gamers, playing big parts and big roles for our club, and it does give you that little bit of extra lift and excitement.
How talented are these young guys? It's early draft picks, but from what you've seen, how good are they going to be?
Yeah, I think we never know, but yeah, from what we've seen so far, they're going to be good players, and just the way they are around the club, they're already professional young men, and the way they've been training, so hopefully they can be great players for this footy club.
Are there more coming through?
We had about, what did we draft, 10 this year, so yeah, there is a few. We've had 5 of them play already, so if we can just get as much young boys getting as much footy in as possible, and they'll just keep getting better.
Does it feel like a different team to last? You've got a lot, 6 new faces.
Yeah, well, even in the last 2 years, I think we've had 22 changes, so the club's sort of gone, just half the group's changed, so yeah, there's obviously big change around here, yeah.
And Starlight this week, what's it mean to you? Tell us the story about the young fella over there.
Yeah, so I'm a part of the Starlight, I'm one of the ambassadors, so yeah, it's a big game for us, and especially for these young kids that, who are part of it, and who are sick and whatnot, and they get to come out and experience running out with us. It's a great day for them, and especially for us, it makes us happy seeing them have a smile on their face, so yeah, it's a big game this week.
What's his background, what's his story?
I don't know what sort of... Yeah, so I didn't know that. So I met him after the game on Saturday, and he's got a big smile on his face, and he loves his sport.
For a boy that's not well, he's not bad from the arc.
Yeah, I know, he's better than me. He got all ours in, so yeah, he can shoot the ball a lot better than I can.
Being an away game, your fans are going to have to pay this week to turn up rather than just swipe their membership card. How much would you encourage everyone to dig deep, make sure they turn up and support everybody?
Yeah, well, they should come out. Like I said, the stadium's amazing and just the atmosphere there. And, hopefully we can kick another 100 points for them and, make it even better for the supporters to come out. And just to have them there and backing us, throughout the season, and get them there this week and, cheer us on.
So, and how good was Jimmy at school footy?
It was our best player.
Good on you, Brett.
Thanks.
Cheers. Nice.